Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she finally confronted an entity head on, and whatever it was, it seemed to listen to her.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening, and if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, please do that. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get access to the archives, advanced episodes, all without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Todd is with me today. How's everything?
Good. We don't get a chance to do this a lot together. And I really just want to say how much I appreciate doing these with you, because it's I love Tony. Don't get me wrong. And I, you know, will continue to do that. But it's always nice to get a different perspective. And also, I feel like it's gotten you and I a little bit closer.
Yes. And one other thing that people don't know about is that you are actually now my coworker. Not in just a you're doing ghost stories way. You are working with us full time. And this is a full-time job for me. It's a full-time job for you. And it's been a huge blessing in my life to get to do this. And so we had another guy working for us, and he moved on. And Tony was looking for somebody else, and you were available. I think it's just the way life works.
So sometimes this is almost like the only, like, you know, when you actually work at a location and you have those moments where you can stop and talk, whether it's in the break room or at the time clock. Do they still even have those anymore?
So we kind of get that chance too, right?
Yeah. We kind of get that chance to just kind of commiserate together.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun because we're coworkers now, and we can, like, we do a little bit of water cooler talk before we start recording.
Hell yeah.
Which is just fun because we both work from home now. But right. Yeah. So congratulations. I'm really excited. And you're going to be helping Tony a lot with the true crime stuff, which is what he does. I would say 95% of his day is true crime stuff. 5% is being a dad. No, I'm joking.
No. Oh my God. It's been nice working with you, Carol.
No, he does a lot of true crime stuff. And so he keeps very busy. So he's going to put you to work. He needs your help.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm really excited.
Me too.
And I know Tony's really excited as well.
I would hope so. I mean, otherwise, is he just hiring me out of, like, he feels bad for me because I'm looking for work?
I think he did that for me, maybe. I think you're legit higher.
Stop it.
He's like, well, I like Todd. Carol, on the other hand, she could use some help. So
we're bringing some of the water cooler talk into the podcast right now.
Well, let's listen to a ghost story. Here we go.
All right.
Hi, guys. This is Carol Dowd from North Tonawanda, New York, calling again. This happened actually before my husband experienced the sleep paralysis. And I've kind of been waiting because, well, you'll see once I tell the story. Anyways, first of all, a little bit about me. I have a myotonic muscular dystrophy. So I don't walk really well, and I don't walk fast or run, and I don't walk heavy. I have to be very careful. That's important. Then about my house, there's an entranceway to the hallway from the living room. And if you go to the right, that's our bedroom, which has a closed door so the cats don't get in there. And if you take a couple steps to your left, on the right-hand side, you'll see our pink room, the doorway to the pink room. Right past that is the door to the linen closet. And then a few steps forward after that, at the end of the hall, is our bathroom. So the one day, I get up and gotta use the bathroom. So I look down the hallway, and it seems like it doesn't look right. Because the door is open, I'm like, this is really strange. We don't have a window in the bathroom, but we do have a nightlight that's on all day, all night. It didn't have the same look. So I was like, that's really weird. So this happened a number of times over the next month or so. This started like last spring. And it would happen at night. It would happen in the middle of the day when it was brightly lit. You know, it was just really odd. And it was like a black mass or something in there. And I couldn't see like the shower stall or anything like that. It was just odd. The one day I saw it and I'm like, well, I really got to use the bathroom. So I just barged in there, turned the light on, and there was nothing. It was just lit. And there was no mass, no cold spot, no malevolent feeling, anything like that. And I just was like, okay, whatever. So after that happened, I got up to use the bathroom another day. It was the middle of the day, so I'm walking down the hall, and I get right to where the linen closet door is, past the pink room doorway. And all of a sudden, something hits me in the head, the back of my head. And I'm like, what? And I turn around, and there in the hallway is laying a plastic water bottle that was empty, and a counted cross-stitch pamphlet, and a soft pack of maxi pads. And I'm like, okay, that's really weird. Now, I knew that they had been laying on a shelf. Now, if you go in the pink room, that there's to your right is a shelf, a shelving unit. They had been laying on there. The shelf, I would say, the bottom of the shelf is about eye height to me. I'm 5'3". And I'm thinking, okay, this is really weird. I got to figure this out. Maybe it was one of the cats, but they weren't around. Frank was in front of the window, and Mina, who usually knocks things over, was not anywhere around. So I'm like, okay, this is really weird. I'm just looking, and I'm like, how the hell did it even hit me in the head? It was right there. It's at eye height, and it was, I'd say, about 3 feet away from me, and the angle is totally wrong. Now we're talking Kennedy's magic bullet here. And I'm like, this is really strange. And so I picked up the stuff and I put it back up on the shelf, and I couldn't imagine how it had stayed. It would have had to stay at the height that it was off of the shelf. And it would have had to have some amount of velocity to make it 3 feet. And also, if I'd been walking hard or running or something like that, I could see it happening, but it wouldn't cause it to fly 3 feet across. It would have just fallen down, you know, from the vibration or something. It would have just fallen down and remained in the pink room. It wouldn't have made it out to the hallway. So I thought, you know, this is just really, really, I've had enough with the black masses and the stuff now hitting me in the head. I mean, what if it had been something dangerous? You know, you don't know. I could have ended up injured. So anyways, I finally was like, okay, had enough. And I just stood in the middle of the room and I said, look, you don't pay rent. I want you out of here. I've had enough. You're throwing stuff at me. You're appearing as a black mass in my bathroom, I think. I've had enough, okay? I have had enough freaky experiences in my life. I don't need to continue this on any further. I had mentioned this on Facebook to somebody, and he'd offered to help me out with this because he has a friend who's a medium. So I said, look, if you don't leave, I'm going to call out the big guns here, and we're going to get rid of you, and it's not going to be pleasant. We are going to sage your ass out of here and do whatever we have to do, so you're gone. Get out now. That was it. I have not had an experience since, and this was way back in spring. So I guess I did something. I guess we're not supposed to yell at the dead or ghosts or entities or anything like that. But I thought, you know, this is unreasonable that I could get injured or whatever. You know, if you're playing around with me, it's freaking me out. So just stop.
That line about I'm going to sage your ass out of here, that cracked me up.
I want to get that on a t-shirt.
Sage your ass out of here. I love it that she had just had enough. Okay, let's be real. Gravity, even if, and it just makes me laugh that maxi pads of all things gets tossed right at her, it just falls straight down.
Right.
You know, there's no arc. There's no going up higher. It falls down, straight down. It's not going to hit her in the head or anywhere on her body. And with her condition, that's a dangerous thing too, because it sounds like she really has to be careful walking. And having something thrown at her, that could have knocked her over.
Well, so like when she started talking and she mentioned the cats, they keep the cats out. I'm like, okay, keep an eye open for that. Because if the story had been that she just walked down the hall, right, and saw it laying there, my first inclination would be the cats jumped up there, knocked it down, and then they were playing with it in the hall. That would have been my first way of trying to debunk this story. But the fact that it hit her, like you said, totally changed the trajectory of this story and was kind of concerning. Now, the whole dark thing in the bathroom is also kind of odd, because I don't know that she was necessarily seeing like a shadow figure or anything like that. But it is reported that when energies are trying to manifest, lights will seem dimmer. They may not actually show up in front of you, but they will actually be pulling energy from that area. Not just the light itself, but any light in that room is energy of some sort. And so they might have been trying to, I don't like to use the word conjure, but they may have been trying to store up enough energy so that they could actually say, hey, we're here. Again, maybe they weren't throwing it at her to be rude, but just to make her aware, hey, we're here. This is the only way I can actually communicate with you. So I'm glad it sounds like she was able to clear out whatever was there, because she doesn't need that, obviously. But yeah, strange story. And like you said, strange items to be thrown at you.
I know. It's like, I'll get her attention with these maxi pads. Watch this.
Another saying to put on a t-shirt.
I'm going to sage your ass right out here on the front and then put away your maxi pads on the back.
Is there a way you can title this episode, I'm going to sage your ass right out of here?
I could absolutely do that, Todd. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, all you got to do is become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.